You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by the 6th Caribbean Baseball Cup, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Central Bank of the Bahamas, the Cleveland Clinic, ESC Distributors Limited, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's and Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros. Oh, no, 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 no.
You've got it locked and loaded to the Tuesday, October 15th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. And happy Tuesday. Hope you had a great holiday weekend. Hope you enjoyed it to the fullest. And whatever you did, like I said, I hope you enjoyed yourself. Got some little R&R. But hey, back to the bump and grind though. Bills got to pay. But like I said, we're here on a Tuesday and we got lots to talk about. And, you know, if you want to chime on in, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head, brought to you by BTC.
Tax lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. Phone lines open here in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free in any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. BTC Flow Channel 612, Cable Channel 969. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh new smart talk all day right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Here's a little FYI for you because I like to keep you in the know and get you where you want to go. And don't forget, your Saturdays are about to get a whole lot more interesting. Our all-new Saturday lineup is here beginning this Saturday on Guardian Radio. The eye-opener at 9 a.m. will be joined by a whole new crop of shows. The Accredited from 10th Year Seniors at 11 a.m. The Happy Hour with DeAndre Cartwright. At the return of Tell It to Stanya with Stanya Davis at 1 p.m. All new editions of University Drive now at 2 p.m. And the new show, Our Blue Bahamas, from Brief at 3 p.m. A full slate of amazing shows, this and every Saturday on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, starting this Saturday. So be sure to check it out. All right, with that being said, we got to get to the headlines because we got lots to talk about and plenty things making the news.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
This was blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views and Madison's 1844. All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. New arrivals in stock right now. Be sure to check them out every Monday, every Tuesday, ladies. New arrivals just for you. So be sure to check out John's, both locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store on Rosetta today. Both of those locations available for you 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. All right. Did I say Fine Threads or John's? Did I just do John's stuff with Fine Threads? I believe so. It is Tuesday post-holiday. I'm still suffering from the cut skin that I always got. All right, look. This is the headline is brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Top of the hill, Mackey Street. The flagship store in the Southwest Shopping Plaza location, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. The Buzz, brought to you by John's Shoes, coming up in a little bit. And I'll repeat that. Yeah, boy, look here. That is what you call a brain fart right there. But let's jump on in. Hundreds honored Bahamians recognized on National Heroes Day. Governor General Dame Cynthia Pratt presents Bishop Walter Hunter with the Order of the Bahamas Award yesterday. Full listing of all the honorees. Story by Rachel Scott. Be sure to check that out. Pintaud accuses government of idle promises on Grand Lucayan, Grand Bahama Airport. Story by Candia Dames. Free National Movement leader Michael Pintaud yesterday accused the Davis administration of failing to keep promises given a deal has been reached for the sale of the Grand Lucayan Resort, despite Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis saying more than 3 weeks ago that he expected the government to close the sale within the next 2 weeks or so. Excuse me. So, you know, Pintar was quoted as saying, seemingly taking over from his deputy prime minister who could not close the deal. Let me move to A3. The prime minister 3 weeks ago assured the Bahamian people that the Grand Ducayan Hotel would finally, this time for sure, be sold within 2 weeks, Pintar said in a statement. That pledge followed more than 2 years of similar idle promises from the rudderless PLP regime. Can't say that Mr. Pintard is wrong in this regard. From this show started, we've been talking about a potential sale for the hotel and the airport. And I promise you, when we go to the break and we come and we bring you the buzz brought to you by John Shoes on the flip side of the break, with my guests, Sarah Kirkby and Don Cooper from Grand Bahama, like we have each and every Tuesday, because as you know, great supplement in The Guardian every Tuesday from the Grand Bahama News gets you caught up with all things, you know, in Grand Bahama. So yeah, we'll get caught up, and I'm sure they'll be saying the same thing. No deal on the Guardian, no deal with the airport, ain't nothing with it. And that's not my bad impersonation of Sarah or Darren, I'm just saying. Yeah, you can't say he's wrong in that regard. SAC calls in Royal Bahamas Police Force after campus safety threat. St. Augustine's College has taken immediate steps to address a safety threat reported over the weekend involving the school's campus, students, and staff, according to a statement from the school's principal, Marishi Thompson. In response to the incident, SAC promptly notified the Royal Bahamas Police Force, which has since launched a full investigation. The school extends its appreciation to the Royal Bahamas Police Force for swift response and continued support in ensuring the well-being of the SAC community. Wait till the Pearl gets in here at 5 o'clock, Mr. SAC. I just got to remind him. Anyway, let me be quiet. Glad to know they got that rectified, though. And glad to know, you know, that the administration at SAC moved so quickly, and, of course, the Royal Bahamas Police Force. So I'm glad to know that nothing untoward happened. But probably going to get goosey on this. And that's just how it goes. And very sad news, you know, as reported going into the weekend and coming out, you know, very sad news here. The passing of Mr. Philip C. Galanis at the age of 70. Destroyed by Candida Dames. As his 70th birthday approached a couple months back, Philip Galanis contemplated how he would observe it. Initially, he thought to have a big nighttime party to celebrate the biblically promised 3 scores and 10. Eventually, he settled on a champagne and cigar night with his beloved Brothers of Delta Lambda Boule birthday, which he celebrated with fellow Archer Archon and dear friend Dr. Livingston Marshall, who is several years younger. Then there was the toast and roast brunch. There was no roasting, but plenty toasting. I'm glad to know that he did spend his, you know, final days in good spirits. And again, my thoughts and prayers go out to his family and his friends and his colleagues. Always had a good conversation with Mr. Galanis. Very wise individual as well. Knew a lot about a lot of things. And that's just some of the headlines blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Business Matters since 1844. We'll talk that and more as we get to the break. On the flip side of the break, we'll get into the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. And I'll get to read right then. And, of course, we'll be joined by Sarah Kirkby and Darren Cooper in Grand Bahama as we do the Freeport Report, as we do each and every Tuesday. Talk all things Grand Bahama. Phone lines will be open, so feel free to chime on in as the Tuesday, October 15th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
I've been feeling for your love so long. We can praise God in the moonlight. Baby, if you with me, better do right. And I've been gone too long. And I'm hoping that you sing my...
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Play with Island Games.
We're making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We pay a
bringing more out of you. Don't mind the noise in the market, you getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is Boise, and Boise is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games,
we like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Take a juicy bite out of life with the new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich. From its 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet, KFC signature ranch sauce, and fresh lettuce, to its cheddar cheese and smoky bacon stacked on a toasted brioche bun, you'll love this ultimate sandwich experience. Yes, the fried chicken experts have done it again. The KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is available in original recipe or spicy, but only available for a limited time at your favorite KFC. The new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles, with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at W. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
NASA, are you ready for November 2nd?
Because we are ready!
Hi, this is KB, and I will be performing live.
Break, Kid Scrape, Explosion, Reloaded!
This is the one and only fan, John, letting y'all know that yours truly will be performing.
Oh yeah, this your boy D-Mac, and I'll be performing live.
Keep the vibe alive, music group, and Alpha Sounds Promotion invites you to the biggest Break, Kid Scrape concert of the year.
And you thought they was going to leave me out?
Saturday, November 2nd at Super Club Breezes Ground.
It's me, Mama D.
This is Wilfred Solomon.
Yo, it's your boy Ron.
It's your boy Elliot from the New Breed Band.
The biggest artist of the 242.
It's your boy Shine 242.
Hey, it's Sherrod Taylor.
It's your boy Johnny K.
The Falcon Showback.
It's your boy DJ Rev.
It's me now, Funky D.
This is your girl Nishi Al-As, a.k.a. Miss Loose Me.
Hey there, this is Recon B.
Hey, this is Gino D, and I will be performing live.
Hey, it's me, Julian Belize.
Tickets available at the Beauty Shack and BahamasEtickets.com. The countdown is on. Break and Scrape Explosion. Best of the best.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John Shoes.
And a shiny world. But there in some people world, you never shine at all.
These rows of flames are catching a fire. Ah, showed you I love you, you called me a liar. Oh, no, 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 no. Baby, tell me where you gone, gone, gone. I've been feeling for your love so long. We can praise God in the moonlight. Baby, if you with me, better do right. And I've been gone too long. And that you sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long. I've been hoping that we all get along. These roads of flames are catching a fire. Ah, showed you I loved you, you called me a liar. Give child the thanks.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, October 15th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. And right about now, let's get down to Grand Bahama. We got Sarah Kirkby joining us from the Grand Bahama News. Is Don chimed in yet? All right, we got Don Cooper joining us as well. So what's happening, guys? Hope you guys had a great holiday and you enjoyed yourself.
Had a good holiday weekend. Thank you very much. I think I was feeling like you were this morning. Just a few minutes ago, I did something really stupid this morning, so had that back to work.
Yeah, the brain freeze, the brain fart. Yeah, I'm reading.
Totally
yeah,
did that this morning.
It must be something in the water.
Not good,
Darren. You good? You didn't have no breakdowns, right?
I'm good.
All right, well, we got lots.
He was on his game. Maybe not celebrating as much as you and I were.
But there you go, Darren. Right after Sarah does her thing, me and you got to talk. I got a couple of real questions and a couple of videos circulating. Ended up in my bar, but me and you got to talk, man.
All right, let's say I do a thing because you wouldn't run feelings today.
Yeah, man, let's say I do a thing. What we got, Sarah?
Let's see what we got today. Well, you know, we do have to discuss our favorite subject, which is going to be the airport and the hotel.
Jesus.
I thought your miming or making or your what you did for us was like, I'm having a brain one again, was so funny. Because it is. It feels like it's a monotonous thing that we're on and on about the same thing about the airport and the hotel. But I mean, everywhere you go in Freeport, it's the same conversation. I'm sure Darren can say the same about that. So
I just feel that at some point, Grand Bahamians deserve an answer, like a concrete like answer to start before we hear any more pie in the sky promises about hotel sales and airports and all that. Because obviously, Something is askew here, you know, because we get a lot of announcements, but no delivery.
Yeah, I definitely. I mean, Darren, I'm sure you're here, but you talk to people on the street. We talk it. You go in Freeport. You're constantly talking about that same subject, and you really want it to get resolved and get going. And I just, you know, it is the number one subject all the time, but you can only report on it so much. So, I mean, we've discussed a couple of things, but they're also all tied into the same thing. So we have Old Bahama Bay. There still continues to be trouble down there. I would invite people to read there. It's been an issue, an ongoing issue between the owners. It's more like a, not an Airbnb. It's, you know, they all have it in like a rental pool. So it's the management of that that's all being discussed. But there's a lot of history back there because what happened with Ginn and the former hotel. So it's a lot of legal wrangling in there. So we've tried to disseminate the information as best we could for you to keep you an update on Old Bahama Bay. It's still a beautiful resort.
And they got good food at the marina the last time I was there. Good food and cold beer.
It's a lovely visit to go all the way down there. And it's very quaint. And it's like going to the Out Islands for the weekend. I mean, I encourage people to go, but I would love their resolution for themselves and not to be any strife. But, you know, in a perfect world, right? We also have a story on that the environmental minister was in town. And before you ask, we could not speak to him about our questions and concerns because it was a statement that we were given. We were not invited. We're just catching up here.
So wait a minute. The Grand Bahama News was not invited to an official press conference?
It wasn't a press conference. It was a meeting that was that was held. And then they gave us the information after. So it was a stakeholders meeting. So we were just advising. And
Well, that was a meeting, man. That was they can say. Yeah, you know, you're not a stakeholder, you know. You're just reporting, so you can't be in there. But, boy, press conference, next time they need to do a press conference same time.
Yeah, they really do. And we are trying to catch up with them to find out about, because we're still getting these plastic bags all over the island, and we need to get that resolved. So that is that story there that's going to give you an update. Obviously, this is an ongoing issue, and I don't know what Darren's thoughts are on this, so I'd love to hear him talk about this today when we finish the review. We do have some other good news about the airport. American Airlines returns. You know, we had those stories about when they stopped for the month, or it's 2 months, so now they're back. They're looking to double the flights, and that is great news for us as well. So I'd like to encourage everyone to read that story in our paper today. You can also find it online, and you can find it in the Grand Bahama News 242 on Facebook as well. And so that's a great story there for the airport. We have a beautiful just wrap-up story. We took some time to do this on Naomi Seymour, former senator, well-loved Grand Bahamian.
Right.
And just, you know, Zhivago just spoke. Had a
and obviously mother of our colleague, Zhivago Lang.
Yeah, and she's an amazing lady. He was talking about her cooking today, and I got very blessed to actually have her cooking at a private lunch one time. And she's an amazing lady, so generous, and she was so knowledgeable and just a kind-hearted soul. So it was a beautiful show he did today, but there's a write-up about her and, of course, talking about her service, what we'll have today. So I encourage those who would like to pay their respects to consider attending. And then we had some good Eiffels, which are cute little stories that we like to talk about. They're things that are happening in the community. We had the Horrible 100. It was a huge bike ride. They did not have a lot of riders, but they raised a lot of money because of sponsors. So good on these guys for going out there and riding that 100 miles. I'm impressed. And they helped the dogs and cats. And it all went to the Humane Society, which they need for their spay and neuter campaign. So that's a great story. And for those who don't know, the Red Cross Renaissance Ball is coming up. I believe it's on the 18th. I hope I didn't get that wrong. And they are sold out. So we thought that was just fantastic news. Well done to all the team that's working on getting that together. It hadn't happened in years, and they managed to get this event back up and going. And it just, you know, it's another good thing about Freeport getting its events going, having all these fundraisers going. It's good news. It's good news for the island. It proves everyone's feeling very positive, very proud of Lisa and all the team that are doing everything to raise money, obviously, for a very good cause.
Well, that's good. Near and dear to me when they raise money for animals. So that's good stuff,
yeah,
right there.
Yeah, I know you're very good about that. So, yeah. So that's us. Oh, sorry. And well done to the Red Cross. So that's our lovely paper today. And now let's get down to the nitty gritty, boys.
Yeah, let's get down to the bad and ugly. Darren, my God, where do we start? Let me deal with this first text out of the gate, because there's a question here, and it says, Naughty, I agree with that article today. Pintard is correct regarding the airport and hotel in Freeport. Nobody is going to Freeport without a proper airport. Naughty, please ask Sarah and Darren, where is the airport money? Wasn't money allocated to a new airport in Grand Bahama? Where has that money gone?
That question for me, where the money gone?
Well, yeah, I mean, you can pick that one up if you want. I don't think it was specifically for you, like, as you know, like you know where it's going, but you know. Please envision New Providence, enlighten us where it might be.
First allocation was for 400 million, then it went to 200 million, and I think the last figure was 100 and something million. And again, Naughty, I don't know where the money gone, because we have questions when they first announced the money of the 400 million, and then they came back and said 200, and then we understood that it would have been a private partner or some management company or some company was being brought in. So a lot of what we have, just what we hear through the media, not really concrete information to say this is what's the plan, this is what's going on. So don't know.
All right.
It was a Manchester group, and it was announced. And then what we understand now is that it's on hold waiting for this decision about if it's going to be used as a warehouse. We've done a couple stories on them, and I'm going back now online and looking at when we ran the stories. And so, you know, but we need an update. Nobody knows what's going on. As far as we're concerned, it should have been knocked down by now, and our new airport should have been under construction. So that's where we're at.
All right. Next question I got for you. What's going on with the bazaar property?
Well,
any updates with that?
On.
Because I saw a video over the weekend several times, and the irony of it all was the chairman of the current administration, the chairman of the PLP, MP for Fox Hill and Minister of Foreign Affairs, Mr. Mitchell, prior to them being elected, was going on and on about the neglect in Grand Bahama. But now I see videos recently, and it looks even more deplorable than what he was talking about.
And three years into them being in office.
Correct.
But, you know, it's so amazing that the chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party, Fred Mitchell, did quite a bit of videos around Grand Bahama when he was in opposition as the chairman of the PLP. They did one at the hospital. They did one at the airport. They did one in the International Bazaar. And they were basically then, 2 years in the office, they were talking about what was not done for the people. And to have this government who promised so much and did so little, in particular in the Grand Bahama. I spoke with the PLP general yesterday, and I asked him, I said, just give me three things that you could tell me that your government has successfully completed for Grand Bahama. And the only thing he could tell me was one road in a community and three speed bumps. And then tell me that they formed CoLab, that he could not even tell me what CoLab meant or the design of CoLab. And so, you know, I think the chairman is now spending a lot of time on Port Authority is not doing. And I think he should go back and play back some of the videos that he would have done so he could tell us take those videos and those projects or those buildings or those areas that he was focusing on off his checklist and say, completed, because the international bazaar still remains the same. Yes, the owners of the property, of some of those buildings would have moved their existing buildings because they were being damaged by fire. But some buildings are still there. The area of the hotel and in the back where the video was done some years ago is even more grown up. You could barely see the next parking lot, which you could have seen in Fred's video. So, you know, I just think that they did a bunch of talking and then doing no delivery right now in Grand Bahama.
They're not even trying to put lipstick on a pig at this stage. They're not doing anything.
No. And make it worse, Naughty. They're not even being available to bring clarity to questions and concerns that the constituents or the residents of Grand Bahama has. Never available for a comment. I guess they only do a selected show where they could preempt, and then they could have someone who can help them try to paint a picture. But the Minister for Grand Bahama says that that construction is booming on the island. Booming. They have to import construction workers.
Do we have any documentation of this, Darren and Sherry? Do we have actual footage of this? Do we have the boom that's going on? Can we see it?
I'm trying to see it now too, because three contractors that were hired to work on the Carnival Cruise Port is no longer on the site, which left countless of Bahamians unemployed in the construction industry to date. And that has been that happened on the format on another show. So I'm kind of concerned or confused on the booming in construction when you have contractors still sitting in a fast food restaurant all day talking politics because there's nothing for them to do. I find it so
I have to say, Naughty, I do not know the answer on that one either. I have heard similar things to what Darren is saying, but I do want to go back to your first caller's, your first texter. I went back and found the article, which I sent to you.
Yeah, February 27th, 2024.
Yeah, it was when the announcement was made that it would be the Manchester Group.
And that was a year after making the announcement. When this article was done, February 27th, that was a year right after the announcement had been made.
Right, and they're looking at $200 million is what we're looking at. And they did say at the time, the DPM did say at the time that the Manchester Group was the group that would be using, and then we were waiting to hear more once the plans, and we were allowed to initially go, the drawings were unveiled, and we were allowed to share those. And that's basically where we're at. Then we were waiting for the airport to be demolished so that that could move on. And so that's where we're at now, waiting for that to happen. I know that the gentleman who came to do the airport, he's no longer with the company, so because we had reached out to him for comment, and we have not heard from the person who is in charge now. We're waiting, and we do ask all the time. But that's where we're at on that one. And that article you can find in the Grand Bahama, on the Guardian website, in the Grand Bahama news section about airport deal finalized. That was February 27th.
All right, let's get to the phone lines real quick. Talking.
I'll give him a nod again to Darren.
Hey, what's happening? And don't forget Sarah, man.
Yeah, yeah. I need Darren to check something for me in Freeport. I hope it's been cleared up now, but I know 2 weeks ago, the blood bank in Freeport ran out of bags for people to donate blood.
Oh, God.
And in addition to that, they only have two of the beds laying there to be able to donate blood. I have asked one or two businessmen in Grand Bahama to assist with raising some funds to donate at least two more of the chair or the bear, whatever you call it, the people lay in to donate blood. I want to know if anything is happening related to that. I know they were out of blood bags. The bags, people were waiting to donate blood, and there were no bags.
Now, I was there last week, and I donated blood because I'm O negative, so I'm on their donor list, and the ladies and the team that work there are very efficient. There were bags. And there's always been two tables there to donate on. That's been the standard practice. I don't know that they've ever had an issue with that. I know there's been a lot of complaints about them not being open on the weekend and that being an issue some really big issues about that. But I do know that when I went, the team was there. I would like to hear what Darren knows about it. But as far as I heard, that's what, you know, I've been there. They're very, very good. But I've worked with the blood bank here for years.
That's why you're using the very. But I can tell you this. I was down there on a particular mile, related to my wife. To donate blood. They refused to give up blood until donations were made. People were waiting, lined up to donate blood. And they turned them away because the machine was not working. They had no blood bag. I was
And that was last week?
Blood because they're waiting for donors. And donors are there to donate blood. And you're saying that you can't take the blood. And you're not going to get the patient the blood that you get donors. So I have an issue with that. And I need
the problem they have a lot of donors have. Yeah, donors have to eat properly. They have to have a proper, they can't. Their levels have to be correct and things like that. I know, but it's it's fantastic you can get people there, but it's not good if you're getting people there and they're turning them away. I understand your frustration.
I know about that. I mean, you might want to check them. That's fine. I have no problem with that. But I can tell you this: we need to make sure they're in a position to donate blood more regularly. I mean, to accept donors more regularly and more donors. So people don't like making 2 and 3 hours to donate blood. They have to actually make an appointment to donate blood to grandmama. And many persons are coming 2 and 3 different times.
And we've had issues with blood banks in the past here in New Providence, and now obviously you have issues in Grand Bahama. And that's no good feeling or easy feeling for a person needing blood to have. And a lot of people go in sometimes with an accident situation where they need to have blood, and if it's not there, Houston, we got a problem. And if people want to donate and there's no way to collect it, that's a big problem too. I mean, I'm kind of mortified by that, Big John. I'll be honest with you. I can't believe in 2024 we don't have bags to take the samples in.
They can call me off. I can tell them that, but this person I spoke to was prepared to have the donate for them to be able to get at least 2 more tables, beds, whatever it is they use.
Gurneys.
And is prepared to have them with some bags. So you can call me off. I can give you that information. I'll tell you who the businessman is.
All right. Do me a favor, Big John. Just hold the line when we finish talking to you and get your number to my producer and I'll follow up with you.
Not a problem.
But in response to what's being said, yes, there was, and I went myself to verify when I heard about it, that there were, I think, a day or two leading into the storm when there was no blood bags available for persons to give blood. I think they would have come to Providence. But listening to John, it is so frustrating. First of all, you're convincing people to go and give blood. And then I go through a red tape in giving this blood. Then there's only two chairs. And the minimum wait after I would have gone through my screening is about 30 to 45 minutes to be able to give this blood. So when you have a line, someone taking lunch break or just stepping out to give this blood, don't see the need. One, we're giving blood to a busy lab already, where they have to deal with the whole hospital and testing and doing blood work. They have to also take the responsibility of collecting this blood. And so proper planning by now, because every time you turn around, someone is in need of blood in Grand Bahama or in the Bahamas. So there should have been by now a unit that could be 24 hours open to take blood, because you only can give blood between, I think, about 5 to 6 hour span, between 10 to 2 or 10 to 3.
Between 10 and 4, and if you're not able to get out of your office, it is not the best of timing. I understand this point of it, yeah.
And something should be done, And so, yes, they were out of bags. They were.
Yeah.
They would deny it, but they were out of bags. Because when I heard about it, I went to go give blood, and I was turned away.
I'm just amazed by that. I still can't, that's something.
But Naughty, we continue to have government, because I listened to the Minister of Health in the House of Assembly boast and brag about mortar and bricks, renovated clinics and renovated facilities, and we don't have proper equipment or utensils for these healthcare workers to carry out their job in a timely, efficient way. I don't care about mortar and bricks if the facility don't have what is needed. We have an ambulance park up in 8 Mile Rock right now, one of the brand new ones, and nobody could operate it because it's time to shift.
I wanted to ask you, that was my next question.
An emergency in 8 Mile Rock, and no one, furthermore, they don't even have no EMT officers stationed in 8 Mile Rock to even go out in this ambulance. They got another one parked in Freeport in the corner because nobody could drive standard shift. And we talking about delivery of 15 ambulances? Who buy them? Who assess them? Or were they donated? Or we get them half off? Because there was no way we could buy 15 brand new ambulances, standard shift. And we got picked on the media with the prime minister and public relations. Man, they better stop playing. Just to say we got ambulances in 8 Mile Rock and can't be used. And this is concrete information. Because the police officer tell me, we had an emergency, and we asked the administrator, the hospital administrator in Grand Bahama, if we could send a police officer to drive the ambulance. She said she has to wait for approval in an emergency.
What?
Grand Bahama. Yes, Grand Bahama. So tell the Minister of Health, stop playing. Stop playing.
I was afraid of it, you know, and everybody said I was very critical of Dr. Darvill when he went in. And I said, listen, if his tenure as Minister of Grand Bahama is any indication how the Ministry of Health is going to run, be afraid. Be very afraid. And here we are. And it's very sad and ironic at the same time that we're talking about blood donations. I lost a good friend. And people have lost friends because they could not get blood. Or there was not enough of a certain type. And if there's going to be people that's going to be willing to donate, because not everybody in 2024 is willing to do that.
Well, not if that's
be prepared
your biggest
problem
right
in
there.
Order to be prepared to get every sample you can, every donation you can.
Naughty, you
we
know,
do need to get them, but also a lot of people don't give, and there's a lot of people who are not qualified to give. You've got to be fair on that, Mark, but I understand Darren's frustration, and he is right. The hours are not conducive for people to give, especially after work would be better. They need to work on those hours. But we also do need to encourage people to give more. I always look at it as a benefit. Like, if I'm going to give blood, I get to eat a really big meal because I know I need to bully up because I'm losing blood. But, you know, that's my positive, very squeamish about it. So we need to make it a very easy process, like Darren said. And the timing, you're correct, the timing should be better as well, a lot better.
Let me tell you why a lot of people, and I've heard this in the barbershop, why a lot of people are not giving blood like we expect them to. And I witnessed this happening to me, and so it makes plenty sense. So I went to give blood for a very good friend's husband. You know, when you give blood, you have to take a period of time for your blood to build back up before you can give blood again. And the way things are functioning right now in Grand Bahama, you never know when it's going to be your loved one who will need your blood that you can't give because you went and donate. And you have to wait now a few weeks for your account to build back up in order to give again. So people are of the view and people are of the behavior. I got to say this to win the possibility of my loved one. I gave blood to my husband's friend. And 1 week later, my father needed blood. And I couldn't give it because I'd already given blood a week ago. And that's a challenge that a lot of people are having because lately it's been a great demand for blood donation.
Yeah.
And that's not just in Grand Bahama, that's in New Providence as well.
Yeah. But unfortunately, that's something that we've got to get over as a community then, because if I was to hold on to my blood every time, then I would, and I'm an O neg, so I can give to everybody. I mean, I specifically can only get blood from O negative people, but my blood can be donated to anybody because that's the way it works. So I'm, you know, fortunate on that end, not fortunate on the receiver end, but I don't hold back in giving because you'd like to think that your fellow man and woman, however you want to say it, are going to give. And that's something that Darren, then we need to work on that process because, you know, when it happens in a situation like that for you, for your father stepped up to the plate for you as well.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm just saying that's just
a challenge
with a lot of people. Are now holding back on their blood for the possibility in a bad car accident or a sudden sickness. You never know when someone will get it.
And it's so necessary in a small community as well. So what we really need to do is to be encouraging them to change those hours. We should have weekend operations that's only fair, and they've got to have enough staff in there to help them do that. And we should have hours that are extended into the evening for those people who can't just leave their job and go and donate, like the gentleman said. And like you said, you've got to get tested. You've got to wait for your blood to be tested. Then you've got to give blood. Then you've got to sit there and wait to make sure you're not lightheaded, that you feel okay, and then you can leave. So it is pretty much an hour and a half to maybe sometimes a 2 hour process. So it's got to work as a convenience time for people too.
I just got a text, man. It is very sobering. Naughty, my sister needs blood now. She is O positive. Sorry, O negative. It does not look good, my brother. We can't find enough O negative. My thoughts and prayers go out to you and your family and to your sister. And I pray that you get the O negative you need. And if anybody can donate O negative, just donate to the Blood Bank Supply O negative if possible. But I hate to see texts like this. Bahamians are languishing. They need they need vital medical resources and assistance. And we can't be there to provide them. We provide a lot of other things in a lot of other areas. But we're still having issues with blood in 2024 and lack thereof. My God. Nobody should have to face that fear. If you're relying on a blood bank, or if you're in your mind, you're thinking, okay, or a transfusion, they have a blood bank. Nobody's banking on the fact, no pun intended, that it's empty, that it's dry.
No, you're right. And maybe we need to look to, you know, need to have these much more of these drives that they've had before. And we need to look to people that are good at organizing things like that. Like this really great friend of mine called Darren, who works with Rotary. I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah, Sarah, you better be here with them.
Boy, look.
The Ministry of Grand Bahama and the Co-Lab does an awesome organizing of the blood drive. They should do.
They've done really good blood drives.
They should do more. And they give you things when you go to their blood drive.
I'm not encouraging. It's
Naughty,
a very good point.
Naughty has a thumbs up for the Ministry of Grand Bahama for me.
And you know, the sad thing is, Texas chiming in, the sad thing is, Naughty, folks in this administration and other administrations, especially this administration, though, don't put up with that kind of service. They go a foreign for their medical attention.
So true.
All right. Mr. Producer, can we get this in real quick? All right, let's get to this call real quick. Darren and Sarah, thanks for your contributions as always. Right after the call, we got to get to the break, but I really appreciate the contributions as always. Let's get to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Good afternoon, Naughty. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. So I enjoying your show, and it's certainly I want to make an apolitical comment, and that is
that. Well, you know, I know the voice, so I appreciate the call. Good to see you aboard as well.
For 20 years, we have been stressing the need for a national centralized blood bank. Right now, unfortunately, what we have is multiple little blood banks, one at Princess Margaret, one at Durand, one at Doctors Hospital. Some significant challenges in terms of logistics, in terms of capacity, and so on and so forth. We have not yet developed a culture of giving. Let me say thank God for those people who do give on a regular basis, and they are national heroes. But the average Bahamian does not donate blood unless mummy's in trouble, wife's in trouble, sister's in trouble, brother's in trouble. And so the idea of having a national blood bank, similar to the way the Red Cross collects blood and blood products, would allow us to move to a point where we can build capacity, we can generate national donation programs to collect blood, platelets, etc. But it's long overdue.
And I appreciate the call. I mean, what do you think?
Agreed, 100%.
But before you hang up, what do you think is a... How do we attain that solution? How do we get to that national blood bank that is the main center, like the epicenter that can restock these other smaller blood banks that you talk about?
All of the work has been done. And, you know, we have to now kick it across the finish line. So this is something that would benefit every single Bahamian. And it ought to be one of these things that it doesn't matter you know, what your partisan beliefs are. Because we all fundamentally have a need, whether we are injured, whether we have medical problems, cancers, whether we're bleeding after giving birth, whether we are having surgery, et cetera. But the idea that you have a centralized area which is convenient, where parking is not a problem, that's open for extended hours and for people who can do it late in the evening, for people who can do it then, where it doesn't, it isn't a, well, I don't want to give the doctors, but I could give the PMH. Bear in mind that you collect as many units of blood as the country needs. And then you also have the possibility of getting into negotiations more easily with international agencies in order to get much needed, rare blood products, which we have done before. I don't want to belabor the point, but certainly I think the time is now for us to move to a national blood bank.
Thank you for your call, man. I got to get to another couple, but listen, I'm you overdue for your monthly, so let me know when you can come on in and sit down, all right?
Not a problem. Looking
be,
forward to it.
Be safe and take care, man. Appreciate you, Doc. All right, we got to get to the break, man. Sarah and Darren, I appreciate you guys. As always, we'll do it again next Tuesday. Enjoy the rest of your week down there in Grand Bahama. We'll chop it up again on Tuesday, all right?
Thank you, and that was a great conversation today.
Thanks so much, man. Darren, be safe. Sarah, be safe. We'll get to the break. Cuban Willie's numerology report coming up. All about you, of course, by the Island Game. Then we're getting straight into the news. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll be talking sports. And we got lots to talk about. Some major trades in the NFL today as well. All going down. All right, and more on the flip side of the break. So keep it right where you got it. Talking Heads continues right after this. And I've been gone too long, and
I'm hoping that you sing my song. Take a juicy bite out of life with the new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich. From its 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet, KFC signature ranch sauce, and fresh lettuce, to its cheddar cheese and smoky bacon stacked on a toasted brioche bun, you'll love this ultimate sandwich experience. Yes, the fried chicken experts have done it again. The KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is available in original recipe or spicy, but only available for a limited time at your favorite KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and is finger-licking good.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
You are invited to the 6th Caribbean Baseball Cup at the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium, October 23rd through 28th, 2024. Bringing the action will be the national teams from Cuba, Curacao, Dominican Republic, U.S. Virgin Islands, St. Martin, and Tame Bahamas. There will be three games daily from October 23rd to 27th, and the championship gold and bronze games on October 28th. Don't you miss it. The 6th Caribbean Baseball Cup at the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium. Save the date, set your alerts, and be there.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report. Brought to you by the Island Game.
Hello, everybody. It's Tuesday, and it's me, Cuban Willie, and it's time for your numerology report brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And I got the cuatro pelotas for you, the 4 balls.
And your lucky 4 ball for today. 1, 7. 1197.
Play them and win with the Island Game. Stay winning, my friend.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play,
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the
your start, from the bike to computer. Island Games, we can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
They say it's and it's for all.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by the Sixth Caribbean Baseball Cup, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Central Bank of the Bahamas, the Cleveland Clinic, ESC Distributors Limited, Fine Threat, Chris Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's and Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
Oh, no, 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 no. Baby, tell me where you are, are, are. I've been feeling for your love so long. We can praise God in the moonlight.
Rev, I got you on the Tuesday, October 15th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. Probably going to be zooming in short order. And before we get into the sports, let's get to this phone call right here, right quick. And see who this is. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
What's going on?
Hey, buddy. Boy, I see advance, but...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, boy, it's a little tough. I root for y'all.
You got to. You got to root for the division now, man.
Yeah, man. Y'all got to.
If we were gone and the Orioles were still there, I just got to root for them dirty birds.
Yeah, man. But I was trying to get on a little earlier, buddy. I won't make a comment. With the blood, they only could keep them blood for 6 weeks, I understood.
Yeah.
You understand me?
Let me double check that. I don't know.
No. One the blood poison was on the show one time, a couple months or so ago, and I asked the question how long they could hold the blood for. They say roughly 6 weeks. And then another point, too. I had a good minister been on there. He was talking about donation. But what used to happen, I know when BTC used to give them, I think, phone card. They used to donate same thing, and they used to get plenty of people come donate blood. So, you know, that was
those drives, I did plenty of them on live remote when I used to do morning radio and so on and so forth.
Right.
On their promotions.
Come and give blood. Now, one more comment about the ambulance. I guess they must be ordering them for the family. Yeah, because those stuff are small, and then stick shift, you know, standing shift thing will be real good for these rules. Yeah, plus So I don't know who was thinking when they ordered them. And you should see them, Naughty. They kind of small.
I don't need to see them. I hear they all got stick shifts. I mean, if nobody can drive them, what's the point of having them?
No, man, stick shift. Boy, they'll be changing everything every day because we have too much traffic on the road here for stick shift. You know, now they maybe could send all them to the family island.
Really got some spacey.
Yeah. But anyhow, I could call you back.
All right, man. No worries, man. Always good to hear from you, man. We got Pearly zoomed in yet? Pearlissimo, right, what's going on, Pearly?
I'm right here, bro. What's up, man?
All good. How was your weekend?
Wonderfully wonderful.
How was last night?
Not too good, but that's fine. 1-1. It doesn't bother me. No, don't try deflect here now. Don't try this deflection.
Deflect what?
Let's talk about Sunday, then we can talk about Monday.
Okay.
But
you are aware that as in the NFL, it's a 24-hour rule. And we missed the 24-hour rule because we had a holiday yesterday. So I'm on to this week already. I really don't want to.
On Thursday past, why do we talk about games that happened Sunday before then?
It's a 24-hour rule, man. All I'm saying is, games that happen on Thursday, we talk about them on Friday, and then we keep it moving.
We talked on Thursday about some games that happened Sunday before that.
Well, as you get into Thursday night football, and as you get into Sunday, you might have to do a recap. But immediately after the games, it's a 24-hour rule. You know,
well,
coaches will tell you that.
I am happy that you're saying that, Naughty. I am so happy that
talk about it, though. I prefer to talk about it because I don't want you to get off the hook when I want to put you on the grill. So what you want to talk about?
What are you putting in the grill about? This we're 1-1?
No, I ain't talking about the Dodgers. That's a slow, different pain. I'm putting you in the air fryer for them. Me and a couple of your boys who text in regular, we can put you in the air fryer.
Because we won game one and lost game two, you can put me in the air fryer.
No. Then you lose, we will deal with you in the air fryer. It's a Subway. It's a Subway series on the horizon, my brother.
You're hoping for a Subway series.
No, I want no. Excuse me.
Pearly. We can beat up all your teams with our backup starting pitches, but our injury depleted team, we can beat yours.
Listen to you, make it. Listen to me. The excuses laid already. The bed of let me let this bed of you know hurdles of moving goalposts now.
You sure you won't get on me about that? Because when we talk about your Dallas Cowboys, I don't want to hear you talk about depleted.
No. You can talk about that. That's exactly why I always get on you. And Sunday when we talked after the game, I said we got injuries, but I don't use that as an excuse because I always say what next man up. So that don't fly with me. But it's the usual mantra I hear from you this time of year when it comes to your Dodgers. It's the usual mantra.
It's not the usual mantra.
Since
2020, we have not been this far, so this can't be the usual mantra.
Well, I want you to know 150,000,000%. I still hold 1981. I hold angst and grief against that. And that fat man, the sort that you used to love running out there like a fat clown, yeah. Pedro Guerrero, Ron Say the Penguin, Steve Garvey, the poster child and the poster boy. Yeah, all of them suckers. All of them. David Lopes, Fernando Valenzuela. Yeah, all of them. Just this. And I don't not want this. I still hold that grudge.
Oh, my goodness. And that is
Rick Monday. Rick Monday, but it stinks out.
This is why you should be pulling for the Dodgers so you could have a revenge. You want your second tier team in New York beat us so you can have something on me?
No.
You should want the Dodgers to make it listen, so you
listen,
can beat yourself.
Sometimes it's not what Naughty wants, you know. It's what karma has lined up. And I think karma
would lined up that we play each other in the World
Series. No, karma wants a New York Subway Series. That's what they want.
No. Naughty wants it because you scared to face my Dodgers.
No, I won't beat you. That's why I don't mix it up. Karma leaning heavy to New York. Naughty want Dodgers, Yankees. I want that on the record. And God forbid it happened, and if the Yankees beat you, that is why I want it.
That it ain't karma because it's
You ever seen when they put that piece of meat on the roast and they just roast it slow and they turn it with their hand dead slow? Rotisserie.
I'm good with that, but it ain't karma. It is the Fox Network who pulling hard against my Dodgers.
Oh, Jesus. Did you hear? We gone from injury to the Fox Network.
We can beat the nine on the field, and we can beat the extra men in Fox, and we can beat the Naughty Karma.
All right.
One thing I don't do. I don't run away from my teams, win, lose, or draw.
I ain't to talk about that Cowboy debacle, but let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Naughty and Pearly, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, Mystery Dog?
Well, I know this was coming.
Oh,
I knew
God, what a segue. Here we go.
Mm-hmm. Everybody say, I can't wait for that. What do you name? Go call. I know he can call. I said, Mystery
Go. Ben Doc is making me these words. He don't call. But when the Cowboys lose, he can call. Just like when Tua come back. If Tua throw for four touchdowns, he ain't gonna call. But if Tua throw for two interceptions, he calling ahead of time.
Hold on.
Only side show is you.
You don't want me to get into it.
No. I want you to get it. No, I want to remind you before you run too far off the reservation. You still have a debt you need to pay going on 2 years. Talk about sideshow. Bring your caucus here, but you need to pay your bill.
The agreement was we will stand on Parliament Square, and I will wear a Cowboys shirt, right?
And since you couldn't show up to Parliament Square, me and Purdy say, come here to the studio and take
there.
It right
no,
here in the studio.
There.
Lies.
Okay.
You
so
did not
let me
show
ask
up.
A question, though.
Yeah, go
did
ahead.
Right there.
Was that little thesis you just had a sideshow so you don't go into the Dallas Cowboys humiliation?
I am waiting to get into my breakdown of the Cowboy game. I'm just dealing with the peanut gallery right now, so that's why you talking. Go ahead.
So now is everything coming to reality of which I was speaking to you about early in the season about Dak Prescott? As a matter of fact, for a few years.
No. See, this is where I'm going to end this for you, right here. Uh-huh. And I'm not going to even entertain it.
Uh-huh.
Because you were nowhere near. Purdy, do you have any recollection of Mystery Dolphin calling last week when Dak drove him down the field and got the game-winning touchdown?
I did call.
He called like Thursday or Friday. He didn't call Monday.
Yeah, no, I not with the I same conviction.
That show.
Lies.
I couldn't.
Lies. You sound like a politician. I ain't gonna say for which party, but you lied.
You couldn't get in. Y'all was just talking.
You couldn't get in. Purdy, you hear this?
But how come you get in today?
Hey, if we drop seeds right where Mystery finished talking, I promise you, vegetation will grow.
Didn't I tell you that Dak Prescott and Tua are the two most overrated quarterbacks in the league?
So what area?
Listen, two things I want from you, Dolphin. Number one, continue to call with your perspectives. Number two. Mm-hmm. You have to be balanced. With this, you got to be objective. With the same conviction you call when they lose, you got to be able to take it when they win.
That was a humiliation. You guys got humiliated.
Now
that's unbelievable.
Okay, let me break it down. There was mitigating factors as to why we got humiliated.
Injuries. Next man up.
Anyway, you gonna allow me to talk, or are you gonna just run on? Go ahead, get it out of the way, so I can let you go and I can break it down.
I just needed you to have this today. Get rid of Dak Prescott, son.
How about I get rid of you? How about that? See how that works? I let him go already. He said, "Get rid of Dak." I got rid of him. He gone.
Mystery.
He gone.
You come on. You gotta see. I don't mind you making your comments, but understand the game, man. Let's be fair. Dallas don't have a team. They have a lousy coach. They got no defense. And you blaming it on Dak?
Now, wait a minute. Purdy, bless his heart, Zimmer has tried with the defense in 2 weeks prior to hitting it in Detroit, despite the injuries and everything.
McCarthy
got to go. Now, I'll break it down. You want to talk about my Cowboys losing 47-9? Let me break it down, the mitigating factors. When you don't have a running game, and you finally find a semblance of a running game against the Steelers in the name and the form of Rico Dowdle, you keep going with that. You do not cater to a petulant veteran by the name of Ezekiel. I want more carries. That don't have the offense, number one. Number two, CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott are not on the same page. Something going on there, but they ain't on the same page. As far as the injuries go, that happens to every team in the NFL. So I can't blame injuries as next man up. But I can let you know how many injuries we do have. 9 starters injured. Come on, Pearlie. You're a football guy. You just say you got to take into consideration all of that, right?
But I don't believe in next man up. You keep saying next man up. I believe there's a reason why a player is a starter and why a player is a backup.
All right. Now,
I believe that's the reason why.
Fine.
If you're good enough to eat like... This man still wants to see Mac Jones as the starting quarterback for the Dolphins, and he can't stop.
That's why I don't entertain mystery like that. The second and the third and most important thing, the game has obviously passed Mike McCarthy by. He's lost. Lost. Period. If Dallas was smart, they would look at hiring Rob Johnson, the coordinator in Detroit, offensive coordinator in Detroit, or Flores, the defensive coordinator in Minnesota. One out
I don't
of
know
two.
If you can get Rob Johnson, because Rob Johnson could have been an NFL head coach already and turned it down.
Yeah, but
now maybe if Detroit wins the Super Bowl this year, he may consider.
All right, if they make a run and Jerry opened a checkbook, that's a different story. Let's be honest.
Opened the checkbook. He turned down big money to stay in Detroit. So I don't know about opening the checkbook.
Yeah, but look at the opportunity to bring back a storied franchise, Pearly. Come on. You got to look at the intangible.
A storied franchise to bring back a team that ain't do nothing 30, 40 years.
That's
like Detroit. That's a bigger story.
Well, if you did it there, you could do it again. You could get that team that ain't been to the Super Bowl in 29 years back to contention. Because you got more to work with than when you met when you got to Detroit. And
so
the draft well.
In Detroit when you got there.
My point is this, and I'm going to be brutally honest about my Cowboys. Put all the talk show stuff on the side. Put all the spin on the side. You know, we have to have this conversation from time to time, once a year. And here we are. It all boils back to one thing. Jerry Jones is the new Al Davis. He's a maverick to his own detriment. His son, Steven, is a daddy's yes boy because he just wants the inheritance money. Neither of them care if the Cowboys win or lose or win a Super Bowl because they make more money when we lose. They don't care. Stadium stay full. Merchandise to still sell. They make money. You don't go from $700 million investment to a $7 billion worth, richest franchise in sports, if you don't make money every year. Jerry makes money every year. Jerry has gone on record and saying it's expensive to win a Super Bowl, meaning you got to get a Super Bowl and then you got to start paying dudes. You feel me?
Oh, yeah.
To remain and maintain said status. So that's not going to happen. Jerry has made generational wealth off the Dallas Cowboys. He came in with good money and generational wealth, but he's got significant generational wealth now. They don't care. Jerry will do it the way Jerry does it. He's a wannabe GM. He ran Jimmy Johnson out of Dallas. If he wouldn't have messed with Jimmy Johnson, we would have been the Patriots prior to the Patriots. All right? We would have. That's how Jimmy ran things. He ran Jimmy off, and he's had a yes-man coach ever since. Switzer, Avasano, Lord bless the dead, Chan Gailey, Wade Phillips. Parcells was there, but Parcells was making money. He didn't care. He wasn't a yes man, but he wasn't checking. Just give me the check. Then came Wade Phillips. Then came Jason Garrett, the clapper. And here comes, if you want to change the culture in Dallas, Jerry's got to be able to change the culture and spend some money. It's not going to change until Jerry passes on and Steven decides to sell to the Saudis because Steven likes money. That is when Dallas is going to get better. That's when Dallas is going to go over the hump. Steven and Jerry, and especially Jerry, that what do they say in the Spanish culture? Carameleros, candy man, candy salesman. They sell you some candy. Their BS is sweet. You're going to buy it. You're going to eat it because it's sweet. Does it make you sick on the other end? Yeah, because you don't get what you want out of it. It's all fluff. And that's what Jerry gets by on. Do we have some pieces in place? Yes. Have we let windows close on pieces that we had before? Yes. Are we about to let some windows close on pieces we have now? Yes, because that's the way Jerry does business. And at the end of the day, until Jerry hires a general manager, proper head coach, a young, vibrant, you know, wonderkin head coach, we are not going anywhere. We're not. And at the end of the day, if you have injuries, you got to be next man up. You got to play through it. Hopefully come through the bye. You know, there's light at the end of the tunnel. What I don't want Dallas to do is chase fool's gold. Don't chase making the playoffs if that means you're one and done as always and you get the 18th to 20-some pick in the draft. Stink up the joint. Bottom it out. Get a high pick. Get a new coach. Start from scratch. You got some good pieces on the O-line. You got some young pieces on defense. Bill around there. And them aging veterans, get rid of them. Go ahead.
Let me ask Mystery a question.
Mystery gone. Shouldn't be there. Mystery gone. I didn't call him long time.
Okay, I wanted to ask him who he thinks should be there. It's not the problem.
No, Doc made some mistakes in that game, Purdy. I'm not going to defend him or not. He made some mistakes. Because you go down. Hold on. You go down and you get a touchdown on the first drive. You get some points or a touchdown on the second drive when you throw the interception. The complexion of that game is different. But it wasn't.
Don't make mistakes.
Correct. And he made mistakes.
Look at the super great person they think Aaron Rodgers is. Couldn't put up 3 touchdowns yesterday.
Anyway, let's get this next call real quick before we get to the break. We got 1 or 2 calls. What we got? Talking heads. Hey, what's all right, Big Chief, hold on, because I know you's my boy, but you long minute. We're going to pick you up after the break, for sure.
No problem. I'll be back on
the Yeah, just hang on. We'll get you right after the break. Let's get to this other call. Talking heads.
Yeah, man, I agree, man. Hey, boys, what's going on? But the interceptions were on Prescott. You can't put that on the coach, man,
But I didn't, Muff. I put would go on McCarthy, and I put on Doc would go on Doc.
Right, and then when the ball get punched out on the side, the turnover again, too. And that too, you got to protect the ball real better than that.
Correct.
And then the Jets fired the wrong man. They're supposed to fire the kicker. Not the coach, the kicker. 32-yard chip shot. Yeah, I can call back, man. Yeah, because Cooper going to the Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo Bills, that's a big move right there. That's a big move
for them. You could use him, boy.
Devontae going to the Jets.
Get to the break.
I wonder how Devontae could be in Aaron Rodgers' apartment already in New York. I'm jumping in the interview with NFL Network.
All right.
How are we reaching New York already?
Yes.
We can talk about it more on the flip side of the break. I need you and Big Chief to hold it. We'll pick it up on the flip side. Keep it right where you got it.
Freedom is the wrong. Oh, no, no, no. Coming in from the cold. Tell them not to sell it, it's worth more than gold.
Bite out of life with the new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich. From its 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet, KFC signature ranch sauce, and fresh lettuce, to its cheddar cheese and smoky bacon stacked on a toasted brioche bun, you'll love this ultimate sandwich experience. Yes, the fried chicken experts have done it again. The KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is available in original recipe or spicy, but only available for a limited time at your favorite KFC. The new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good.
Fine style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Are you looking to save for a big purchase or occasion? Do you want your money to start making money for you? Well, let me introduce myself. My name is Bond, the Bahamas Government Savings Bond. I am guaranteed to earn interest on your money with terms ranging from 1 to 6 years. Government Savings Bonds are available to all Bahamians, and for as little as $100, you can start to save for your future. The Bahamas Government Savings Bond, a safe teed. Check out the Central Bank of the Bahamas website for details.
You're listening to Talkin' Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
They say it's a sacrament, and a shame for all. But there you some people were, you never shine at all.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, October 15th edition of Talkin' Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. We got Pearly with us. Let's get the Big Chief on the phone lines. Break it down for us real quick, Big Chief, because I got to get to the picks in short order, and I got a good breakdown with Colin Cowherd and Nick Wright on that big Devontae Adams trade to take us home. So what you got, man? What's going on with you?
Listen, the issues that the Cowboys have are the same issues the Dolphins have. The issues most of these performing teams that get to the playoffs barely and then one and out. They're bad GMs. The only difference is in Dallas, the GM is the owner.
Correct.
Okay.
So that's a cluster, you know what?
2 years ago, when the going rate was $35 million.
Correct.
Okay. And then you'd have money to bring in some of the help you need. Okay. And now you stuck with him and Feedy. You got no money. Parsons probably walks after.
No. They have money. They got $22 million carried over. They're going to get more next year. They got enough to sign Parsons long term. But I get your point with the money management.
A couple other people you got to sign too, and you need an offensive line. The offensive line is garbage. You ain't got a running back. Listen, offensive, your game is won in the trenches. They're won in the trenches, okay? And you look at the good teams that consistently win every year. I ain't talking about the Chiefs and Brett Beach, because that's great team. You're talking about the good teams. Still got to solidify their defensive line and their offensive line. So that's that. Now, real quick. It's going to be the Guardians and Mets in the World Series. Two of y'all going to be sitting on the sideline.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's what they're going to be.
Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord.
No, but I just listen. My predictions don't hardly ever be wrong. So, I mean.
Don't push it now. Don't push it.
You know, mystery. Big Chief, let me say this much.
Yeah.
There are, what's the season of 6 games in? You got 11 more games to play. Just how you watch Hutchinson come off that D-line for Detroit and broke his ankle, anything can happen, and y'all only one quarterback down away from not making the playoffs.
Everybody is only one quarterback away if your quarterback is good.
If January comes and you're there and we're not, then you can tell me what you're telling me. But don't tell it to me yet, because You got to play the game.
All I'm saying is, okay, we know that that assumes that certain things are in place. Okay, if that go down today, Dallas ain't got nobody else to play quarterback, so do we know what happened?
Yeah, okay. And we got a nice high pick in the draft.
And I'm experiencing that now, so I understand that.
Clearly, we real sports fans here, so you ain't got to say that. We know that, okay? But let's be clear. Saturday, Texas gets a real introduction to the real SEC.
Yes.
Okay? They have not played a team with an offense that's ranked over 100 in college football for the season yet.
Yes.
They have not played a top 50 defense yet.
Okay? Yes.
Oklahoma, which is technically SEC because they came in with Texas, we knew that was a bum team. They ain't got no quarterback.
We know that. Okay?
So Saturday, watch my dogs go in and show the whole world, expose the entire Texas Longhorn Nation to what real football is. Okay?
But I have a deeper question to ask you, Big Chief.
Go ahead.
How does a team ranked second in the nation lose to an unranked team and barely scrape out beating a second unranked team in the seventh?
You're talking about Ohio State?
Please explain to me how Alabama's still number seven.
And meanwhile, while you talk about these two teams with losses, I just want to interject. My Canes are undefeated. But go ahead.
Your Canes should be 4-2. You know that.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda, but they're not.
The referees have given you
All the irony. You talking about referees and referees given? Please, stop it.
We beat people by 20. Y'all scraping out last minute reversal of call.
No, I'm talking about your Chiefs and them red and white stripes and them referees as well when they play Chiefs games.
What is Apple and what is Canap? Don't.
Yeah. You see how that goes?
But I was saying this.
One is liquid forming, one is pill forming. Okay.
So if Texas beat Georgia this weekend, I ain't getting your mouth there.
But more importantly, how does Georgia was number two, played Alabama on the road, who's number three.
Yes.
We lost, okay, and dropped to eight. Ohio State was number two, went to Oregon, played Oregon as a number three team. And they lose. How come they're still in the top six?
Because they put up a lot of points and they played Oregon a really good game.
Listen to me. Both teams put up a lot of points and they played well.
Yes.
We were the better team in the second half on the road in a game that everybody else would have quit. And we came back and actually took the lead. So at the end of the day, you have these two darling teams. Ohio State is a darling team. Okay.
Yes, it is.
Notre Dame, before they had the black coach, was a darling team. Now they got the black coach. Ain't no darling team.
Notre Dame should be in the top 10.
Okay. And Alabama is always a darling team. That's what they like.
Yeah, pushing that angle hard.
I thought it was the love of Nick Saban, but it's really more the love of Alabama. I understand.
I know Muff on the line.
I will hear from you this weekend, though, when we get into these games, all right?
Always, brother. Always.
Good stuff, as always. Be safe.
Yeah,
Pearly, let's get to these picks real quick, man, because we got to get to the break. We got a great take-home. McCollin Cowherd, Nick Wright. They're talking to Devontae Adams straight, and is Nick Sirianni done in Philadelphia?
Ooh, that's interesting.
Yeah, because they won, but not too impressive. You see what I'm saying? There's issues there. There's a disconnect in that locker room. Jalen Hurts, I think, is working behind the scenes. I think there's a major disconnect between him and Sirianni.
All right,
so we got one game in baseball tonight. And, of course, it's all about the Island Game. It's all about the Island Game NFL Takedown. Remember, sign up with the Island Game if you haven't signed up with their sports book. Once you sign up and get verified, they're going to give you some bonus bucks to play with. Make a $20 bet, single game or parlay, and you're going to be registered for three big drawings. October, $3,000 up for grabs. November, $5,000 up for grabs. December, all expense paid trip to the Super Bowl in New Orleans, grand prize up for grabs. So you can't miss out on that. You definitely got to play and win with the Island Game, and they always remind you to play responsibly. All right, Yankees, Guardians tonight. Who you like, Pearly?
I like this series is really tough to call.
Garrett Cole pitching for the Yankees tonight.
I know Cole is pitching. If they jump on Cole in the first three innings, the Guardians. But I don't think they can do that. I think the Yankees go up 2-0 and won't lose until they get to Cleveland.
I like the Yankees to cover the 1.5 spread. They say the Yankees should win by a run and a half, by two runs. I like the Yankees to get the two runs behind Garrett Cole tonight. And if you really want a two-team parlay, take the Yankees, -1.5, and under the 8 runs. And you could have a double whammy slammy.
You could. You could. But like I say, if Cleveland could hold the Yankees for the first 3 innings and get it, if they didn't, the Yankees can't beat Cleveland. Cleveland got probably the best bullpen in baseball.
All right. But we'll have a look at that. You got some NFL football. I mean, I'm college football tonight too, Pearly. Not great games, but it's football nonetheless. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you mean.
and we're getting through October, November soon be here, and we'll have the purgatory known as Laker basketball to watch too.
No, oh God. Don't remind me.
I could win money off them. I could win money off them this year. That's the one thing I can do.
I know that.
Exactly. How you know so good?
I know how you go.
I know hee-haw. But anyway, good stuff, man. We'll do it again tomorrow, man. Everybody who chimed in, called in, good stuff. Take a quick break, flip side of the break. Nick Wright, Colin Coward taking us home. We'll see you tomorrow, man. Be good, Bahamas, and if you can be good at it.
Take a juicy bite out of life with the new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich. From its 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet, KFC signature ranch sauce, and fresh lettuce, to its cheddar cheese and smoky bacon stacked on a toasted brioche bun, you'll love this ultimate sandwich experience. Yes, the fried chicken experts have done it again. The KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is available in original recipe or spicy, but only available for a limited time at your favorite KFC. The new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
Yes, we making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first, guaranteed to pay
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
They say it's sudden, and I say it for all. But I hear some people
were. Is now joining me live, Nick Wright.
Anything about that night? I gotta be honest. A couple of weeks ago, online study said that the hurt hierarchy had become the sort of default ranking system in America. That's what the polls say. What do you make of mine?
Oh, yeah, listen, of all the traditional, some would call it archaic power ranking systems, yours is the best. Everyone agrees. Now, you want a true tier system with a committee and names, say people know where to go to. But for the old school power rankings, this is the best. Third straight week, I don't have any. I would have the Bears in there in place of the Falcons.
11. They
but
were
that's
11.
Probably a 9-11.
Yep.
Right? That's what I figured you were going to say. Like that 9-10-11. The Bucks, like it was two Thursdays ago, but it really looked like the Bucks had that Falcons game won.
Yep.
And then they squandered it at the end. The Bucks could be sitting here at 5-1. And I mean, don't look now. But MVP Baker Mayfield could be coming to an award ceremony near you. He's been awesome, and Todd Bowles deserves credit.
Yep.
And so the Bucs are a real team. I agree with the reason I said flip the Falcons and the Bears is just because of those same concerns about the Falcons' defense that you alluded to. But, yeah, otherwise, I think this is really solid power or herd hierarchy once again.
Okay, so last night I watched the Jets. What do you know? They fire Saleh, their best coach on the staff, and their defense isn't as good. But they got rid of Hackett, which Saleh wanted to, and their offense ran motion and ran the ball. So if Saleh could have just stayed and they moved or demoted Hackett, I think they could win the game last night. I don't think they were as good defensively. So before we get to the Devontae Adams, I broke this down earlier. There were four big plays in the second half of this game, and the Bills made all of them. Taylor Rapp, a couple of breakups, the amazing interception by Teron Johnson, which is an all-time play, and then Josh Allen on third and four running for it, doing a Mahomes. I think he might have just decided, I'm going to run for it, and those were the four big plays. But I did come out of that thinking, it's a grown-up offense. They face a lot of mediocre quarterbacks coming up. I don't think the sky is falling at two and am I nuts?
Oh, no, you're nuts. You're nuts. Listen, 24 days ago, Aaron Rodgers told the media, the next step for us and learn to dominate. Since then, they lost to Bo Nix and the Broncos and were held in single digits. They lost. They were down 17-0, lost to the Vikings, fired their coach, blew a game to Buffalo, panic traded for Devontae Adams. This is a bad team. And I saw, you know, colleagues that I respect saying, oh, today is the fork in the road moment for the Jets, either the beginning of the end or the end of the beginning. No, it's not. It's game 32 for the Washington Wizards when they lose to the Hawks is not a fork in the road moment of the franchise. It's just the franchise continuing to be the franchise. I'm 40 years old, Colin. There have been few truisms in my life in sports. One of them is this. The Jets have always been the Jets. They've been poorly run. They have bad ownership. They're not forward thinking. I had to listen to people all offseason lecture me about how great their weapons are. And now you've got the quarterback publicly throwing under the bus Mike Williams, who they're going to end up trading, I would assume, for 10 cents on the dollar because he's not on the same page as Rodgers. And now Devontae's there, and they're going to act like that's the problem. The problem with the Jets, Colin, is very, very simple. There are two things. First one is this. If the ball is not out within 2 seconds, they are cooked. Because Rodgers, when it comes out quick, it looks good. It looks sharp. They're on time. But he can't move, and the line for the sixth straight year can't hold up. The other problem is this, and this is a real indictment. Because Rodgers yesterday, publicly throwing Mike Williams under the bus was such an embarrassing moment. He is the anti-Patrick Mahomes. You give Patrick Mahomes the ball with a chance. You trust he is going to go win the game. And after the game, if they don't win, no matter how outrageous it sounds, he's going to say, that's my fault.
Yeah.
That was on me. I should have handed the ball to MVS. Rodgers, 3 weeks ago, chance to beat the Broncos. Ball in his hands. They get 14 yards of offense in terrible weather. Put the kicker in a rough spot. He misses the kick. Last week, down six. Chance to win the game. Ball in his hands. Interception thrown to Mike Williams. Last night, ball in his hands. Down three. Chance to win the game. Interception thrown to Mike Williams. Then a post-game press conference where he all but diagrams the all-22 explaining how not my fault at all. You're not going to win that way. They don't have enough talent. The defense isn't good enough. They're not a receiver away. So, no, I think you're crazy. They're a two-win team that is supposed to be a two-win team.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they've beaten Jacoby Brissett and Will Levis, so you are what your record is and who you've beaten. Yeah.
Congrats, guys.
Yeah.
Congrats. You've beaten the two of the only teams in the league worse than you. And you're going to lose to the Steelers. You're going to beat the Patriots. And then they're going to be like, well, at 3-5, is it over? Then you're going to lose to the Texans, and we're going to have to listen to Aaron Rodgers say to us, I've been in this position before. What did I do then? We reeled off all those victories. He's not the same player.
Yeah.
They're not a good team. They're not a good franchise. He's not the same player.
So I want to talk about Dallas. I have said before, I have comped them with the Lakers, which is too insular, too many friends of family in the building. As NFL and NBA have gotten global and smarter and broader, the Cowboys are the Jones family, and the Lakers are the Buss family, and it's like, no. You got to bring the best of the best globally into your organization. You got to be the Dodgers, or you got to be Kansas City. You got to bring outside influences different from different organizations. And so I look at the Cowboys' loss, and Jerry this morning is ripping. He's went on local media on a radio show, and he's ripping the hosts. It's a circus there. And I'm like, if Jera doesn't realize Jera's the problem, nothing changes. What do you think the rest of the year looks like for this franchise and going forward?
Well, listen, I was more bullish on Dallas than I think most going into the year. And part of that was because I was so pessimistic of Philly and I didn't see Washington popping like this. So I'm like, well, they're going to win the division because they win 12 games every year. Even this year, if they don't win 12, they can win 10 or 11. And I thought the lack of a running game concern was a little overwrought. I thought the run defense concern was a little overwrought. It's like, yeah, they'll be a little worse than they were last year and win 10 or 11 games. Right now, the things that were concerns going into the season have become not just concerns, but massive problems. They can't run the ball, which is impacting Dak Prescott. He's becoming more turnover prone again because defenses know all you can do to hurt us is throw the ball. And the defense, four straight games of getting absolutely rolled at home is an institutional problem. They have allowed more points in four consecutive home games than any team in 50 years in the NFL. Just a mortifying spot considering prior to that playoff game, Colin, the Cowboys had won 16 straight home games. Now they've lost four straight and they just get rolled in the first half of all of them. I still think because of Dak and CD and Michael will come back that they are going to be a respectable team the second half of the year. But they clearly have major structural problems, and Jerry's to go spend money seems like it has put a very hard ceiling on this team. If you remember in the offseason, I postulated he wasn't spending money because he was unsure about Dak. This was going to be a prove-it year for Dak, and he wanted to see what he could do with less talented guys before he went out and paid him. And that made sense to me until days before the season. He just paid Dak anyway, so they're locked into him. So I don't know what they're doing, but I don't think it's a good plan in any direction.
So Nick Sirianni, it was shocking to me. Can you imagine Bill Belichick, the late Bill Walsh, jousting with fans? I said it's like a breakup that's about to happen, and one of the people in the relationship starts getting kooky, the shaved head, jousting with fans. This, a lot of people are positive with the Eagles. I think he's cooked here. I think it's over.
Yeah. You said, can you imagine Bill Belichick? Can you, Colin, you run a business. In this scenario, you're Jeffrey Lurie, and Logan at the volume is Nick Sirianni. Can you imagine if after a rough 6 months or so, Logan comes to you and is like, I need a week off, I need to reset, and you're like, okay, no problem. And his first day back, he shows up with a shaved head, is terrible that day once again. It gets in the YouTube chat, starts screaming at people, and then when you say, we need to have a Zoom to discuss what happened here, he shows up with his kids on his lap so you can't yell at him. That's what Sirianni did.
Yeah.
You wouldn't allow that to happen at a car dealership, much less the Philadelphia Eagles. And American history is very consistent in one thing. The spontaneous showed up having shaved your head is not a sign things are going great. Freak is like, you know what? I'm going to shave my head and shock everyone and then yell at the customers. The guy's out of his depth.
Yeah.
He's always been out of his depth. They were able to cover up for it. And there have been 92 wins in the NFL this year. Where would you rank that victory over the woebegone Cleveland Browns?
Yeah.
89th?
Yeah.
90th? That is not something you celebrate about. And then the other part that I found noteworthy was this. After the game, with his kids on his lap as shields from the media, he was like, oh, yeah, players told me to do it. I got to get back to being myself. I got to be fiery. That was Sunday. Monday, or that, yeah, Monday yesterday, start of his press conference, I'm very sorry. Turns out maybe my boss didn't love the old screaming at the customers thing, and I maybe shouldn't have done that. I mean, we know where this train is ending, where this is ending, and to me at this point, it's just inevitable. He's obviously not going to be their head coach next year, and I think that they are worse than their 3-2 record suggests.
By the way, 90 seconds, the 2 minutes left. Davante Adams, let's circle back to it. I thought it was so telling that immediately the Jets lost and he called out Mike Williams. There's always, now, the problem is you can't blame Saleh or Nat Hackett, so it's Mike Williams. Do you think Davante Adams, you don't think he'll make them better at all?
Well, no, I think he'll make them marginally better. But I don't think the Jets are a soon-to-be 32-year-old wide receiver coming off a hamstring injury away.
Okay.
I think that the defense is not as good as people thought it was going.